AM 1400 K1 on a one-on-one focusing on OKM, and Ryan is in to help me out with this one because I got, you brought a brochure that I got in the mail, and it looks just like that one with the big violin in front.
It does, and this painting is our painting for this summer's festival by Reagan Steele, and it is a beautiful work. We wanted to incorporate Bartlesville in our festival because our theme this year is putting the U in OKM music. Really trying to get Bartlesville, the community, to be involved in OKM music and vice versa, us being involved in the community. So what better way than getting a painting of Bartlesville to represent our festival this
and,
summer.
And a local artist at that.
Exactly. Local is always better. No one else around the world will have this painting, so it's distinct to Bartlesville, it's distinct to this festival, which is really, really neat.
And I think that is just one of the many things that looking at what I, at least what's being published right now, it will draw people not only from Bartlesville and Dewey, but Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Oh, and by the way, Kansas City and Dallas and St. Louis. And,
definitely.
And, you know, you throw a stone in a pond and it just keeps on going out.
Exactly. I actually had a woman from Los Angeles, the LA area, call asking about the festival, and she was just wanting to know more info about it so she could book flights, look into the hotels here in the city. So exciting that we're not just an Oklahoma festival. Again, like you said, it circulates all around the country. People are constantly asking about this festival still, which is really, really neat.
Yes, it is here in Oklahoma, and but you bring artists, like the Sons of Serendip or Quartetto Gelato that are, of course, one of the headliners for this year.
They are.
And they're a returning act. So
they are returning.
If you were at OKM probably about 8 years ago, if memory serves, you saw the Quartetto Gelato. You know their music.
Exactly. And again, they were a very popular group when they were here.
Yeah.
And we are returning them back for this summer's festival. And a lot of our patrons, whenever we announce that we're bringing Quartetto Gelato back, they're like, oh my gosh, you guys are bringing them back. And a lot of people are excited. They have gone through a few changes with some of their members.
One would expect that.
Exactly. But they are still the fantastic group that their legacy has lived on internationally. So we're bringing them back this summer.
I'll compare it to Canadian Brass, which was both an OKM, and they've been here for Bartlesville Symphony, and they've been here for community concerts. They're a popular ensemble.
They are.
The membership over their 30-year history has obviously changed. Some of them have, one or two, I think, are still from original artists or certainly been here for most of that history of that group. But yeah, the membership of a group will grow, change, evolve, and move on.
It does, definitely. But yeah, I'm so excited, Charlie. Last time I was here, I had to keep my mouth shut. I couldn't tell any of our artists that we have this summer, so I am ready to talk about...
The lid is mostly off now.
It mostly is, and so I'm ready to talk about this lineup again. This is our 35th anniversary for any arts organization to have that history in a city the size of Bartlesville. It's remarkable.
Yeah.
So we are very proud of our legacy, the history that we have laid out here in this city. And our festival this year, it is June 8th through the 14th. And we are kicking off with a free festival kick party. I can't speak this morning. A free festival kickoff party. And that is going to be at the Community Center parking lot.
And which has been a venue, again, going back years, but that was a traditional opening event for the original rendition of OKM.
Exactly. And again, the putting the U in OKM music, we're trying to focus on Bartlesville and Oklahoma artists for this kickoff party. And two of them, they are Bartlesville natives. They are regulars from this city.
You probably know them and recognize them when you see them in Walmart.
Yes, you should. And Ann Rayburn is one of the artists that we'll be highlighting during that party. She now lives in the LA area, but she graduated from Bartlesville High School, and her circulation on social media is literally exploding. Each time I check, it's like another 1,000, 2,000 followers that she's getting. I think she's somewhere around 20,000 followers on YouTube alone. And so she does a lot of cover songs, but she just released her own original album. It was about 3 or 4 months ago, actually. So it's a relatively new album, and she's a phenomenal musician. She's a pop artist. And then we also are bringing the Arcadian Wild. And the Arcadian Wild, I think they were here in January or February of this year.
Yeah, just a couple or 3 months ago.
And they were, oh my gosh, when they were at the high school, I'm not even kidding, we had phone calls from faculty, from parents, and they were like, oh my gosh, the Arcadian Wild was phenomenal. My kids loved hearing them. Yeah. Have you guys thought about bringing them to OKM?
And so,
surprise, we're bringing them. And they're phenomenal. And one of their members, Paige Park, who is a fiddler, and she is outstanding. Mm-hmm. She literally was one of those violinists here at the high school whenever I was there that was receiving awards. She was in orchestras all around the state. She is amazing.
Yeah.
And so the Arcadian Wild, they are a folk group.
Mm-hmm.
and they consist of three members, and so they will be performing as well during our kickoff party. And then Stillwater local Isaac McClung, who is an indie folk performer, he's also going to be performing during that. And so the kickoff party will be beginning at 3 p.m. leading up to our really big concert at 7 p.m. And so head indoors to the community center, we have country legend Phil Vassar, mm-hmm. who will be performing during his Hits Terrier Tour, is what he's calling it.
Okay.
And this tour, it's very exciting for Phil because it is celebrating 10 number one singles that he had, as well as 26 top 40 hits. And so for me, I'm not a huge country listener. I'm not going to lie.
No, and that's okay.
And so
that doesn't necessarily mean that when you find a particular country song, you say, that's one I like. Let's play that again.
Exactly. And that's what it was with Phil. When Mary Lynn Mim, our chairman, was like, hey, do you know Phil? And from the first glance, I'm like, the name sounds familiar. But whenever I started listening to his number one hits, I'm like, I don't even listen to country and I know these songs.
Yeah.
And I mean, some of his songs, Just Another Day in Paradise, mm-hmm. When I Love You, yeah. Six Pack Summer.
Yeah.
Very well-known hits.
You know, other artists will pick up songs. I'll say Another Day in Paradise because mm-hmm. I know several artists on the pop side have picked up that song. So you may not know it as a country sound, but I sure know the lyrics.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was the case with Phil. And I'm like, again, why do I know this song? I don't listen to country, yeah. but I knew it. And looking more into him, he is another phenomenal musician. He incorporates piano and singing, and he's known as being a piano powerhouse because mm-hmm. he really does. He is phenomenal on that instrument and what he can do doing both at once. It's a hard task to do.
The piano can be a country instrument.
It can.
And Charlie Rich did a lot with it, and I can keep on going back in country history.
Definitely.
But we think of country as guitars. We mm-hmm. think of it as a steel guitar or, you know, drums, bass, whatever, fiddle occasionally. But the piano works well for country.
It does, and it works well for Phil.
Yeah,
definitely, he has that reputation. And so that is happening all on June 8th. That is our big launch. That is our big kickoff for our festival. And then Sunday we have our concert Under the Stars, and mm-hmm. this is our third year doing this concert. It is at the Bandshell over at Sooner Park, and it has become really popular with families. It's a great event for families. And this year we have two very distinct artists. We have the Gothard Sisters, which is a group of sisters, and they perform Irish Celtic music, mm-hmm. which is very not common,
no.
if you would. And
no,
there
are several groups around. I think of a couple in Tulsa that are perform fairly regularly here. But
yes.
Whether it's that style or image comes of river dance, it's that style of music.
It is, yeah. And it's so much fun. I mean, you just want to get up and dance to it, yeah. if you will. And they are. They're going to actually be teaching dance lessons according to the Irish tradition mm-hmm. before the concert starts. And they are such a sweet group of sisters. They recorded a video that we shared on our Facebook 2 weeks mm-hmm. ago mm-hmm. about how excited they are coming to OKM. So they are amazing. Later in the evening, we have Ariel, and she is a child prodigy. She is phenomenal. She has a 4-octave range. So for any singer, that is yeah. outstanding.
Right.
For me, I don't even think my range is 2 octaves. So whenever I was reading her bio and I started listening to her, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. Yeah. But she yeah. is amazing. And she also plays guitar, and she's a country folk rock, mm-hmm. which that's
now we're splitting three different musical styles,
exactly.
combining things in there, and mm-hmm. and you're going to hear elements of all three within nearly every song.
Exactly. And again, that is going to be during our concert Under the Stars, and that Sunday evening over at Sooner Park. Mm-hmm. And what would OKM be without
Bring your blanket, bring your lawn chairs, and have a good time.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we'll also be having food trucks. We'll be having activities and games for the whole family. It's honestly a fantastic family event. And that will be Sunday, June 9th at Sooner Park. And what would OKM be without a fantastic classical lineup? Mozart being sure. our history. We have a piano duo really kicking off our classical series on Monday at 11 a.m. with a brown bag lunch concert.
Okay.
And this will be in the community hall over at the community center. Mm-hmm. And they are a Spanish-born duo by the name Elena Martin and Jose Meliton. I think I said that correctly. And all of their performances are original compositions.
Okay.
Elena is very, very skilled in composing music, and their program is going to be tributing to Spain, the rich history of Spain, the beauty of Spain. Mm-hmm. And again, this is all original music, and it's going to be a fantastic, fantastic concert. Swing by the community center for lunch, hear some great piano music, and that will be kicking off our classical series. Okay. So
where do we go from there?
Oh my gosh, exactly. Monday evening, we are bringing back the Tulsa Symphony Orchestra.
Okay.
And they're going to be performing a concert completely dedicated to Mozart. And so some of their program includes the Overture to Don Giovanni,
one of my favorites.
Well, exactly, and as well as Symphony No. 39. And we thought, what better way?
So 39, that would be the Jupiter?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. I know that we were trying to think of what a good classical concert would be to encompass for this season. What better way than to highlight Mozart, being the history of our organization? And that will be Monday evening at 7:30 on the main stage at the Community Center. And so that is going to be a beautiful, very nice evening. Jenny Lynn, I'm very, very excited to talk about Jenny.
No, let's do it.
Jenny Lynn is a international Steinway pianist, and she's going to be doing two performances for us on Wednesday, June 12th. She's going to be partnering with our children's programming, and she has a new book that just came out, Melodies Mostly Musical Day. I think I said that correctly. And where she tells a children's story, but throughout the story, she plays works by Mozart, by Brahms, even Wagner's in there. So she encompasses a bunch of traditional and new classical music for piano while telling a children's story.
Okay.
And so that is going to be at Bartlesville High School and the Fine Arts Center. And then later in the evening, also at the Fine Arts Center, she's going to be performing a concert entitled Glass Reflections. And so she's going to be performing some works by Philip Glass. I don't know if you're familiar with
some.
Yes. And so Philip, he is a composer who's still going around touring in different venues around the country. And Jenny's really become one of his signature pianists that he loves playing his works.
Okay.
And so she'll be performing works by Philip Glass as well as Chopin and Schubert. And so it's going to be a beautiful, elegant evening. But Jenny, she is known by pianists from all over. Whenever Sade Music heard that we were bringing Jenny up here, they're like, how did you get her? How did you get Jenny?
And this will be because it's a concert that I think, if it, what I do know of Phil's work, is something that's going to be great for the younger artists. And the upcoming mom and dad are you know, asking questions. You know, learn to play the piano, this sort of thing. Here's an example of somebody who does it real well. What do you think? Take the kids.
Exactly. And she does that just perfectly. So we are very, very excited to bring Jenny. And that is on Wednesday, June 12th. And then, again, like you said, Quartetto Gelato, fan favorite. They will be returning to the Community Center on June 13th. And Quartetto Gelato, they are a Canadian group. And, oh my gosh, they have so much humor. They have so much energy. And they are honestly going to be a crowd pleaser.
They're excellent musicians, but they have a lot of fun with it, too.
They really do. And that is what they're known for. They are lively, and they have so much energy in every performance that they do around the world.
Dallas Brass.
Again, we were trying to find something new for Willow Rock this year. We don't have a traditional orchestra performing out at Willow Rock. We wanted to change it up a bit this year. And so our Willow concert, we're beginning actually with the Modern Oklahoma Jazz Orchestra. They were a fan favorite in 2017, and we're bringing them back, and they have an entirely new set that they're going to be performing for our Willow Rock concert. But Dallas Brass is going to be coming, and they're going to be the main act for Willow Rock. And that concert is going to be dedicated to America, American history, American composers, as well as throwing in some fun music like the Pink Panther and the Incredibles. And so this is going to be a fantastic tribute to this country. That's how we're closing off our Willow Rock concert. And again, fireworks top off the entire event. It's a family tradition to go out to Willow Rock.
There's one more act that we don't have time to talk about because I want to talk about tickets.
Yes. Oh, definitely. And so tickets, they are on sale this year through the Community Center. If you go to the Community Center's website, you can purchase tickets there. You can give them a phone call at 918-337-2787. They'll be more than happy to take your order over the phone. You can swing by. We have season packages for various needs. If you're one that you only like classical music, purchase a classical package.
There you go.
You save money on the box office handling fees. We have a main stage at the Community Center. We have a full season package as well. And we have all of this information on our website as well as the Community Center's website.
And so your website is okmmusic.org.
And again, you can also give us a phone call too at our office at 918-336-9900.
And if you'd like to volunteer, but that's another topic for another conversation.
I know. I've been talking a lot. I can talk about this festival for...
And we'll continue the series right up and through the festival. Thank you for coming in, Ryan.
Thank you, Charlie.
More on the way on K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Portland.